This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The European Union seems to have just about had it with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Today, the EU gave May until Monday to sweeten the pot of money the UK is going to pay to get out of the European Union before they will agree to start talking about any future trade relationship between London and the continent. But cold, hard economics, important as they are only part of the Brexit story. Culture is on the line, too. Specifically for us today, the Cornish language, an offshoot of Celtic that was spoken across Britain before the Romans got there. So from the Cornish village of Haymore, Stephen Beard reports.
Once labelled a dead language by the UN, Cornish has been staging something of a revival.
Cobber, Harkins, Sten.
In this village hall, more than a dozen speakers are trying to breathe even more life back into this ancient tongue.
And Gwella Sten in Cano!
With gusto, they rehearse a play about the traditional tin and copper miners of Cornwall. Enthusiasts like these have helped over the past decade or so to drag Cornish back from the brink of extinction. Loveday Jenkin is a leading campaigner for Cornish.
There are hundreds of people who are fluent in the language and thousands of people who can hold a conversation.
A mini-revival, says Jenkin, that's partly due to European Union funding supplied before the vote for Brexit, financing language classes and even bilingual street signs to promote Cornish.
Which actually enabled it to raise its profile above being a subculture of a few people in Cornwall to something that was actually integral to the identity of Cornwall.
And therefore, the vote for Brexit is a setback.
In my view, it is a setback for the language.
And laver cough, you laver gwir. Never a doz maz a davis right here.
Poet Paul Hodge is also worried about the effect of Brexit on his beloved language.
Maes, dain hep tavis a golas e dear.
That line, by the way, means he who loses his tongue loses his land. The UK should have more public money to spend after Brexit because it pays far more into the EU than it gets back. But Hodge does not believe that any of that cash will find its way into Cornish culture.
You can't expect English people to see any value in the Cornish language. They just don't care about us.
But countries elsewhere in the European Union do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why depend on the kindness of strangers? Isn't there a good commercial case in Britain for investing in Cornish? After all, interest in Celtic culture is alive and kicking. Vigorous displays of Cornish dancing, singing and even wrestling proved a big hit with the tourists at this recent Celtic festival. Cornwall, a poor county, is utterly dependent on tourism. Along with the spectacular scenery, rugged headlands and sparkling sea views, the language has a part to play in this, says local academic Gareth Tregisher.
Having a way of actually branding and marketing Cornwall on both the UK and the international scene is important. Cornish language enables us to promote Cornwall as a place apart, and that's important in the marketplace.
The marketplace could solve the lack of funding for the language after Brexit.
Imurez, Nav Cavallo, or Kelly's Cornish ice cream, Agu, as tasty as.
This TV ad for a local ice cream in English and Cornish has been aired across the UK. A local beer company has started to do the same, and money is beginning to trickle in from corporate sponsorship, says campaigner Loveday Jenkin.
Businesses are starting to realise the value of the language and actually starting to support it a bit. With the decline in government and taxpayers' money, the language community is looking more to business to help support things that we're doing.
She's confident the language will not die. After all, it survived the Roman conquest and the Anglo-Saxon invasion. It's still alive and adapting. It's even coined a word for the latest threat, Breton Bwrdd, the Cornish for Brexit. In Cornwall, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.